Well, who do you want forgiveness from?
Just everyone.
But isn't it first that you want it from yourself, from your real self? Because you separated from your real self, right? Isn't that who you owe forgiveness to? You became identified with your body and not with yourself. And then once you became identified with the body, then you became someone who lived in a world of bodies. And then there are projections on those bodies, desirable or not, and you are suddenly in subject-object duality. You're no longer in the non-duality of love, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's that. Mm-hmm. And of course, yourself is God. And so I think it's also you want God's forgiveness, but they are the same. Mm-hmm. And the more that you love yourself, the more that you will receive love, and that love is forgiveness. All forgiveness means is giving forth. It's the giving forth of love. Mm-hmm. And when you give forth your love to yourself, which is God, it's not just God within, it's God everywhere. It's the same God, right? All everywhere and nowhere and within and without. All is one. So when you are in a state of love, there is oneness, and there's no longer anyone who has anything that needs to be shaken or removed. Mm-hmm. It's instantaneous and it's effortless, because is love an effort? Not really. It's right. It's joy. There's no effort involved. It's not work. And it can be done immediately. And that's the paying of all the debts. Shine with total unconditional love for everyone, and you've paid off all your debts. Because you're giving them what you took away from them in the past. And you give it to all, people you don't even know. Because for love, there's no distance. So your love will reach Israel, Palestine, India, Russia, China, other planets. It will reach everywhere. It's cosmic. Love is cosmic consciousness. And once you are in that state, there is no longer any ego that needs to be forgiven. That's what is annihilated and shaken up and removed. Mm-hmm. And you realize all along, all you ever were was that total consciousness that is love, that gives birth to universes out of love.